It's a brand new season here at On the Path, and I am so excited about the incredible guests we have coming up for this season. Coming up next, we are speaking with the one and only Ginger Stock. She is an Emmy Award-winning documentarian, a writer, producer, and TV talk show host, and she is currently the Chief Creative Officer for Joyce Meyer's Ministry. And she is speaking about her brand new book, Chasing Wonder, Taking Small Steps to Live a Life of Big Adventure. This conversation is for anyone that wants to leap in this moment, to step out into the big things God's called them to overcome fear, to lose the trappings of perfection, and to just go for it. You're going to love this conversation, and also the idea that God's wonder is found in even our darkest times. So good. Available on all podcast platforms, or subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'll see you on the path.
You're listening to On the Path Podcast with Cheryl Nemhard, brought to you by Fight for Freedom. Follow Cheryl Nemhard on all social media platforms.
I want to welcome Ginger. Welcome to On the Path. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. And I'm really excited to not only share this message, but just to connect with you. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so much fun. I have been stalking. We were talking a little early about the about Ginger's. It's Ginger Stocky. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And I was saying that I've been stalking her and her social media. You do incredible things. But what I love is that you really use your social media platforms to encourage. Is that a big part of your ministry, would you say?
Yeah, that's really important to me because of what I do, because of a long career in television and sharing what God does in people's lives when they felt like it was impossible. So that's really my heart, is where people are hurting, they're broken, they're discouraged, but then God breaks through and does incredible things. And so being able to share those stories to encourage people for those wonderful things that are coming. And then also because my role with Joyce Meyer Ministries means that I get to share all of the amazing work that we do through our outreach arm, which is called Hand of Hope. So we get to go into some really desperate situations and help people. So that is great. So that is really a passion for me also, to share with people the difference that they can make. Because it's so easy to think the problem's too big for me. So yes, I want to be an encourager. Spreading joy of the Lord is just one of my biggest passions.
I love it. And you know, I want to talk a little bit about, you mentioned the name that everyone just ears perk up, Joyce Meyer. But beyond that, you're an Emmy award-winning documentarian, writer, producer, and talk show host. That's a lot. There's so many amazing, wonderful things. And I'm a firm believer that women can do it all, be it all, have it all with God. He is our strength to do it. He gives us the capacity to do it all. I'd love for you to let us know kind of off the top what you're currently doing and how you're working with Joyce, but also like, how did this whole journey begin? Tell us a little bit about your story. That'd be great.
Yeah. Well, I'm currently the Chief Creative Officer at Joyce Meyer Ministries. And that means that I'm responsible for all of the media areas. So working with amazing teams on television, radio, online, books and print, all of those different opportunities to share the word of God. And I say currently doing that, but I've been doing it now for 18 years. So I've been doing this for quite some time, because I think when you find something that God says, this is where I want you, you never know how long it's going to be. You don't know when he's going to move you. You don't know when he's going to have something different for you. So every year I start that process of praying, God, put me where you want me. Let me be obedient and do what you want me to do. So you never know what's ahead. But it really did come from beginning a career in television specifically, starting in news and then doing a talk show and hosting a talk show for many, many years, moving along with that into documentary work, because I love telling stories that really make a difference in people's lives. So through doing all that, one day I got a call out of the blue from Joyce Meyer Ministries saying that we're looking for a television producer to lead the team at that point. And I just said, I'm very honored, but I'm not looking to make a move. So no, thank you. But they were persistent. And they just kept calling. And my husband said, maybe we should pray about this. And so we started praying, and eventually we just knew it was what we were supposed to do. And it's been a huge blessing to our family.
I am so excited to talk to you about this book, Chasing Wonder. And I cannot wait to get my hands on the physical copy, but I was privileged to get a couple of excerpts. And I'm telling you, one of them moved me so deeply. I just want to read it to everyone that's listening or watching. And this is from the book, Chasing Wonder, guys. You said, doing it afraid, a term you heard from Joyce Meyer, meant that it's not the presence or feeling of fear that defeats you. It is allowing the fear to stop you from doing what you should. I love that. Which brings us back to trust in the faithfulness of God. We can do it afraid because our trust is in a trustworthy God. My goodness, if that's not a plug for the book, I don't know what it is, guys. You got to grab a copy. I got two questions coming out of that for me. Is why Chasing Wonder? I feel like titles are intentional, and I'd love to know kind of why Chasing Wonder, and also why was it important for you to write a book like this in this season? Mm-hmm.
I think there is so much that happens all around us every day that God wants to lavish his love on us, that he wants to show us so many things about him. He wants to connect us to other people who we need and who need us. Just this wonder that he has planned for our life. And yet it's so easy to miss those things because of all the distractions of the world, all of the things that are demanding our attention, and all of those barriers that happen just kind of over time, and the things that happen in our life. And we seem to just get wounds and scars and little nicks and scratches along the way. And it builds up a little bit of a fog that comes between what we can see that God wants to do for us and wants to do in us. So Chasing Wonder is all about making a conscious decision that I am going to chase after all that God has for me in this day and every day. And I'm going to do everything that I possibly can to overcome those distractions and those barriers and to say, God, I'm here. I'm looking. I'm chasing after you. Show me something beautiful today. Teach me something new. Connect me with a new person that will enrich both of our lives. So this time in particular, you ask, why is this so important? Mm-hmm. I've been wanting to write this book for quite a while. And you just get so busy in life like everything else. It just wasn't the right time. Raising kids, doing all of these things, traveling. And I finally got to the point where it was so strong in my heart that I knew this was the time. And part of it is because we are so limited in our vision sometimes, limited in our scope of even what God can do. And I believe that this is a time we have to begin dreaming again. We have to start looking for the goodness of God, because so many things have been stripped away from us, whether it's wounds in our life, the pandemic, all of these things that have kind of taken our life and making it smaller and smaller. And God wants to blow open those gates, blow open those doors, and really enrich our lives. And so this book is a step-by-step help to encourage people and inspire them in that.
I love that. Oh, and so needed. I cannot wait to sort of pick apart this current season that the world is in and kind of get your thoughts. But first, you mentioned the word barriers, and that really kind of pricked something for me. What are the barriers? What stands in our way from chasing wonder?
There are different barriers for all of us, but there are many. And you mentioned fear, that fact that we do have to learn to do it afraid, because fear is not something that is going to completely go away in our lives. We're human. We do have situations that bring up fear in our lives, but we know that the Bible says fear is not of God. We know that He's there to walk us through, but there's no guilt in that little twinge of fear, because He understands it. He knows our heart. We don't have to hide anything from Him. He gets it anyway. So He's saying, come on, do it with me. You can do it. You can do it even if you are afraid. So fear is one of those big barriers that is overcomeable, because when we start to stretch those muscles of trust, when we start to work out that faith muscle, it gets bigger and bigger. And when we see in tiny steps that we've done something that we were concerned about, anxious about, fearful of, yeah, and it goes well, that God was faithful, that we can take another step and it gets a little bit better every time. Because it is very easy to think, in order to have great adventures or to live with wonder, I have to go from A to Z automatically. And it's not that way. God walks with us step by step by step, and He helps us all along the way. So that's one of those barriers. There's also perfection. Sometimes we don't want to take any steps until everything's in order. We know the plan. We've worked out all the kinks. So good. And that's not how God's wonder works. He wants to help us along the way. He's not waiting for us to get it all right. And He doesn't always lay out that path. So that's a big one. The wounds in our lives, the rejection, the hurt, the abuse, the different things that have change the trajectory of our lives. And yet God has not stopped working and healing in those things. So He can even take those things and make them wonderful in our life, not because He wanted that, but because He's a good God and that's how He works. So those are just a few. There are a lot of them.
I love it. I'm here making every mental note possible. I hope you guys are writing this down too. What would you say to the person who has been imprisoned with fear and just can't find it in their being to leap?
Yeah. My heart goes out to that person, because I've been there at a couple points in my life. I think most of us have, where I remember a time in my life that I just had several situations right in a row. I lost people that I loved. I had devastating things happen. And after so many of those things, you get such a feeling of dread and fear that no matter what I do, it's not going to go well. So I better stay back here in this safe place. Yeah. But what I learned through that is that safe place that you're staying is not a happy place at all. It's not a joyful place. We have to allow God to bring us forward, to move us forward, to get past the hurts of those things, and in the face of fear, to begin moving with Him. So for our friends who are fearful right now, I get it. And I do believe strongly that when we have fear, we're also only seeing obstacles, because that's where our mind is. And if we can change our thinking, where we see obstacles, God sees possibilities. And so if we can just stretch that trust in Him a little bit, just give Him a little crack, He'll show us a brighter light and help us to come a little bit further each time. So it's a slow process and it's not easy, but God is faithful. And I think if we can challenge the thoughts of fear with the thoughts of the Word of God and feed those thoughts instead of the thoughts of fear, that's a great place to start.
Oh, Ginger, I am a fan, full-fledged, card carrying.
That's so sweet.
I am a fan. I'll tell you why you won me over. You won me over Reddit, you know, as they say, you had me at hello. but this last question was it for me. It was a final check mark, because I'm not a fan of faith leaders who I'm around daily who will say, oh, just leap in faith, just trust God and leap. But the fact that you said, no, it's difficult. Yeah. And it's going to take some work, and there'll be bumps and scrapes along the way. And here's how you can do it step by step, because I think sometimes we are guilty here on this side of the kingdom of what I call Christianese, a lot of these sort of big language, faith-filled language pieces that we use, and hard for people to understand depending on where they're at, and just left with the, well, what does that mean for me? How do I walk that out? So I love that. So let's dig deeper into that. Let's help someone now walk this out, this chasing wonder. Right. I want to put a personal lens. We're going to put ourselves on the leather couch for a minute.
Lay right down.
yeah. Using our own lives. I think that's the best way we can lead is by example. 2020 and 2021, every interview, when I mention those 2 years, it's the same sort of like tightening or the, right?
Yeah.
2020, I mean, and 2021 feeling like a lot of more of the same. Global pandemic, natural disasters, crisis, economic downturn that we haven't seen since the Depression, job loss, businesses closing, illness, sicknesses, deaths. Add into all of that, if that wasn't enough, add in racial tensions that we've not seen since Jim Crow era. Add, you know, racial reckoning and facing hard truths of reality in our history. Yeah. Add in political upheaval and, you know, polarizing, just it's been a lot.
It has. And it still is.
Yeah. It still is. So my question to you, Ginger, is help us by answering personally yourself. What over the past 18 months of what for some has been a nightmare? Yeah. What are the big lessons coming up for you that you could share with us?
You know, Cheryl, one of the things that is really difficult for me is to cry. I don't like to cry at all.
But me neither.
Description.
I don't either at all.
I will fight it with every fiber of my being.
But I'm an Enneagram 8, if that means anything to you.
I think I am too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that. I am too. Okay, yes.
Joyce Myers is an 8.
So, just your description of what this year has been like just brought tears to my eyes, because you're so right. And everything that you said, and more than this year, this past year and a half at least. And for me, when I started writing this book, it was before all of this. And 2019 was a very, very difficult year for me as well. One of the difficult years that I've ever faced. And our family at that time was going through many, many hardships and many trials, cancer losses, very frightening things, and then moved right into the pandemic and everything shut down. And our family's in all different states, and we didn't have that connection that I so desperately love. And didn't have the ability to travel and go help people and do those things that I'm so passionate about. And so all of these things, these past few years have just kind of crumbled down on me. And so many of us, I know from what you described, you and so many of our friends who are with us here today. And so in that, through that, I really got to a point where I had to beg God to show me what's the next step. Where do I go with all of this? What do I do? And I don't like to say, you know, the words God spoke to me. I believe he speaks to us all the time, but I don't like it to be confusing for people who are listening. I want you to understand that the Holy Spirit's so alive in our lives. Mm-hmm. And when we ask him questions, he answers us. And it's often in many different ways. You know, sometimes it's through reading his words, sometimes it's through other people, and sometimes it is just a knowing in our heart. But I got this really strong knowing that when everything that I felt kind of made me who I was came to a screeching halt, that God did not stop. His wonder did not stop when all the things that I thought were important stopped. His wonder in our world did not stop when everything got so difficult and the social climate, the political climate, everything was so crazy. And I was asking all these questions, God, where are you? What are you doing? And I really found that having that silent time sometimes is very important when you don't always hear the answers from God, but you're continuing to seek him. And then you find when you get through the anger, when you get through that feeling of just despair, I think, I don't know what's going to happen next. And then you begin to come out the other side and God says, I'm still here. I still love you so much. I don't expect you to understand, but yeah, I've got wonderful things ahead and planned, a hope and a future, just like I promised, even though today doesn't look like you want it to look. So that was one of the most important things for me, and beginning to see the beauty in different areas of life that I hadn't seen before because I wasn't looking for them in that way, making new connections with people that I hadn't had before, and seeing little winks from God, little glimpses of his love in really dark times, yeah, is I think one of the greatest wonders that any of us will ever find. So we don't want to go through those dark times. I don't want to do it again. I don't like it, but I will wholeheartedly seek those things that God wants to show me and teach me through them.
Mm. Oh my goodness, Ginger. I think what just came up for me that I want to echo again, just to drill down, is that in the midst of the most overwhelming darkness, the wonder of God is penetrating and it's coming through. Even in the midst of the darkness, yeah, we can find the wonder of God, right?
He did not stop working during the pandemic. Yeah. You know, I yeah felt like it sometimes, but yeah, our feelings are not always truth. And so yeah, we had to be very careful how much weight we put on our feelings. Yeah. Feelings are real though. We also can't say, oh, that doesn't matter, you know, but we can shift our feelings by mm-hmm making sure that we are focusing on something different if we need to kind of help make those feelings go somewhere else that we want them to. But you're so right. And I think the way that you describe that is really important, that I've yeah been in some terrible, terrible places. You know, I've walked through trash dumps where children live and work 24 hours a day, red light districts where women are forced into human yes trafficking, and the most yes terrible situations. Yes. Mothers who are watching their children starve because they just don't have food for them. And so yes being in those really terrible, dark times, I've been really angry at God. I've been really, really mm-hmm mad. And mm-hmm God can take our honesty. He mm-hmm can take those things that we're feeling. It feels bad as a Christian to even say it, you know, what kind of right do I have to be mad at God? I don't have any right to do it, but God is big yeah enough to handle what I yeah do that isn't right. Yeah. So I don't have to be ashamed to say that.
Right. Yeah. He's big enough to handle our raw human emotion.
He is.
I love that. And, you yeah know, you said something and I'll share for me in 2020 was a, you know, there's certain years that you just, like you said, you don't want to do them over. We're uh-uh good there. And I also wouldn't wish certain years on anyone because it was just that hard. 2020 for me, my listeners know, I lost 7 people.
Oh my, I'm so sorry.
Oh no, not saying that to, but just,
I know, but still. Mm.
Yeah. And so that, I know that feeling of just trying to get a gasp of air and being knocked down by another wave and then knocked down by another wave. And I really felt like just piggybacking. I usually don't with my guests. I let them, you know, have their time to really share what God's laid on their heart. But I feel like I want to tell someone that sometimes the chasing will look different in different seasons. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you are happily chasing after wonder and you're skipping through the fields and there's this beautiful sort of father-daughter moment, father-son moment. You're chasing after wonder happily. And then there's times where you are aggressively chasing after wonder, desperately chasing after wonder. You are running from to wonder, and it looks different, it comes from a different place, but it's the results are all the same. You will find wonder nonetheless, whether you're stumbling and getting it messy, whether you are crying your way there, clawing your way there. Like the chase looks different.
That's really a great point. We go through seasons in our life where not only is it more difficult at times and easier at others, but sometimes we have so much on our lives. Our schedule's different. Our expectations are different. So the different seasons in our life changes everything. And there are those times that we're so broken that God's wonder chases after us as well, because he will not leave us in that place. And so when he begins to put that salve on us and he knows that we're up again and we can start taking those walks, then he'll say, okay, come on, chase after my wonder now. I love that he loves us that much and knows us so well.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That rock bottom where you can't even chase anymore.
Right.
And he will chase after us. God is always pursuing us. So, so good. You know, it's funny. I'm so glad we're right here. We're kind of camping in here because I feel like this is where we need to be for this heavy season that we're in. I have a firm belief. It's sort of a life statement that I teach and preach from that says that storms are one of our greatest teachers in life. A lot of the big lessons, a lot of the forming of our character, a lot of the pruning, refining, doesn't happen in the mountaintop. It happens in the valley, in like the worst situations. Wow. And storms teach us three things in my books. They teach us, obviously, who we are. Sometimes we don't know what we have in us until we go through a storm. And we realize that we are stronger than we know, that we're loved, that we're forgiven. There's some things that come out when we go through hard times. We get a deeper perspective, obviously, of who God is. Mm-hmm. I always say you don't know he's a healer until you are on the sick bed or someone you love has been diagnosed. And you're just praying that through and you see God's hand in so many beautiful ways. But it also teaches you who other people are. It teaches you about others. You want to know who your friends are. Go through a really, right?
That is so true. Oh, that is very true.
Go through a crisis and just sit back and observe who's in your corner, who's your tribe, who's there for you, who's not leaving you in the tough stuff, and who can't you find? I'd love to ask
you. It's not always who you expect either, is it?
Right. That part, I'd love to ask you as you kind of, because you're just in this beautiful posture of teaching right now, what have the storms, you've talked about a couple of rough years in your life, what have those storms taught you about Ginger, taught you about God, and taught you about others?
You know, we always hesitate to say that we're thankful for those storms because I don't like that. I don't like being there. But I am very thankful for what God has taught me through those times. And one of those things is that I can be paralyzed by fear, because those storms do often make me, but I'm naturally a very optimistic person. That's my natural state. But when you face enough rain coming down really hard, it can get very dark and that optimism sometimes goes away. And so the fear of that next bad situation that's coming was a place that I got really stuck in. And I learned through that I can move forward in the face of that fear, that I am not the kind of person that fear will hold back for a long time. Sometimes I'll get a little bit pulled down. It feels like quicksand sometimes, but God is always reaching out and gives us some place to grab and he'll pull us out, but we have to reach out and grab. And so I learned that I have the strength that even when I don't realize it, to reach out and grab that and allow him to pull me out. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful that I've learned that he's always reaching that big old long pole out, ready to pull me out of that deep place. So I'm very grateful to learn about God's strength and love through all of it, and my own strength that I didn't realize about. Yes. And then, as you said, the people around us, I have really learned that of all the adventures, of all the things that God brings to us, people are the number one adventure in our life. The different people that I've met in such terrible places who've been through so much, and to see smiles on children's faces that just makes no sense because they're in a situation where there is nothing to smile about. And I've learned so much about who God is and the supernatural power of the love and the joy of the Lord that permeates every situation. And if it can permeate that place, it can permeate the hardness and the crust in my life. Mm-hmm. And so those are a few things that I've learned that have really kept me going when the next hard time has come.
I love that. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for sharing. Oh goodness, Ginger. Can you stay for another 4 hours, please?
I would love that.
We're just going to go have lunch, guys. Going to go have lunch, maybe a campfire, roast some marshmallows. We're just going to hang out with a blanket and talk. Oh, Ginger, I just feel like I'm talking to my girl. I'm so thankful for you. You are a girlfriend to so many. How can we keep in touch with you? How can we track with you? And please let us know.
You know, that's one of my greatest prayers. That's one of my greatest joys is above anything else that people feel the joy of the Lord. That's where that connection comes from more than anything else. So I love connecting with people on that level that we do just become friends, that I've gotten such a wonderful vibe from you and I've loved this interaction. So yeah. I'm so grateful. Thank you. So if people want to connect on social media, it's at Ginger L Stocke. So it's spelled STACHE. And it is, you put that middle initial in there because otherwise you'll go a completely different place. Ginger Stash is like men with red mustaches. So you don't want to go to that. You want to find me, Ginger L Stocke.
Hilarious.
So it's website is gingerlstocke.com. Yeah. The book Chasing Wonder is available everywhere books are sold online. You can grab it and order it. You can find it at Barnes and Noble, some other places out there. So I look forward to the great adventures that God has for people and the amazing wonder that he'll shower on them as they take these little steps. So that's really my prayer through all of this. I would love to hear from all of you.
I love it. Well, now has come the time where I didn't let you know. I have a surprise question.
Okay.
I hit all of my guests with the same. It's very easy. It's finish this sentence. So you can take a breath there. But I think it'd be so good in light of the conversation. So in light of all that we've been talking about chasing wonder, finish this sentence for me as we survey the current season, the current landscape of our time. It's time for what? It's time for what? As many things as you'd like.
Yeah, it is time for belief again. It is time for big dreams that have been shut down. It is time for love in a bigger way than we have shared before because our hearts are changed. And that's another thing. I think it's time for change. We have all learned to do a lot of things in different ways. And I think we're at a season where because we were forced to change, that God wants to bring us some new places and continue to lead us and shape us and mold us. And change isn't quite as scary as it used to be. So now is a time for a change in our lives that walks us closer to everything that God has for us.
So good. I knew it would be. Okay, we're going to flip it. Get ready. What is it not time for, Ginger?
Is not time to shut down in fear. It is not time to be complacent in everything that is happening in our world around us. It is not time to join in with the anger and the hatred and the discontent. It is instead time to fight for what we all know is right and to spread that love of God because that's the only thing that will penetrate. So it's not a time to sit back and say, this world is a mess. I don't know what to do. It's a time for God to show you what to do and to do it.
We're just going to call the offering at this time. I'm going to ask the choir to come, and if you can just play Jesus Paid It All in E flat for us. Thank you. Can we all rise? That was church right there. Ginger just preached an absolute sermon. That was, oh my goodness. Ginger, I can't wait. If you are ever speaking in Canada, I am coming.
Girlfriend, I would love that.
Girlfriend, I might have to book you myself. We're going to get you here.
You just let me know.
Oh my goodness. I'm so glad I asked you that question. Ginger, as we've been walking on the path for a couple of minutes now, and we're just about to get off and kind of go our separate ways. But before we do, any last thoughts, anything you want to share as a parting word for someone?
Well, first of all, for you, I'm very grateful for you. You are a source of encouragement and joy, and I appreciate that so very much. And for everyone who has been along this path with us and who's been listening, I want to encourage you with one thing, just one thing that God has for you, one piece of wonder that he wants to show you today. Don't worry about all of it. Don't try to think I'm missing too many things. Focus on one thing today and let that thing be what brings you a little bit more comfort, a little bit more peace, and a little bit more of God in your life today. And tomorrow, that one thing might even be just a little bit bigger. So it just gets better and better along the way.
Oh, I love it. Ginger, thank you for being on the path.
Thank you. My pleasure. It's been so fun. Amazing.
Wow, what an incredible conversation. I love these kinds of conversations, the ones that light me up and get me ignited in my purpose and encourage me to leap, to trust God. I think so many times fear keeps us down and keeps us back. And it's so refreshing to have that encouraging word to chase wonder. And you know, as Ginger was speaking about the obstacles that come in our way, I was thinking a lot about all the things that stand in our way to access our purpose and what God has called us to. And maybe you are stuck. Maybe you're feeling a bit stuck by fear, low self-esteem, doubt, feelings of confusion around your purpose. Maybe there's some woundedness in your life that you can't quite get over, and all of these things are standing in your way. I want to introduce a project that I've been working on for a few years, and now it's available on eCourse. It's called the Lighthouse Project, and it is a 10-week faith-based emotional healing course. And you can do this in the comfort of your own home, at your own pace, and anyone can do it from anywhere. I want you to check it out at www.lighthousecourse.com. It is supported by Christian therapists and Christian life coaches. You are going to love the program. It's robust, it's full, it's comprehensive, and it is so, so freeing. Guys, check it out. And if you are with us tracking with On the Path, thank you. Please spread the word. Please rate, review, subscribe, and keep sharing the good news of On the Path. Until then, I'll see you guys. Keep living, keep learning, keep loving, and keep chasing wonder. I'll see you on the path.
Thank you for listening to On the Path podcast with Cheryl Nemhard, brought to you by Fight for Freedom. Please like, download, and subscribe. This has been an Exousia Media production.